The Minister for Justice says that a recent High Court decision that anyone applying to be an Irish citizen must have unbroken residence here for a year before they apply is being dealt with as an urgent priority by his department. On Wednesday, Mr. Justice Max Barrett ruled that the Minister's discretionary practice of allowing applicants up to 6 weeks out of the country for holidays or work was not permitted by law, and that the law requiring continuous residence meant not leaving the country even for a day. Charlie Flanagan said he knew the ruling had alarmed many interested parties and left many people in an unsettled state. Jim O'Callaghan is here. He's Fianna Fáil spokesperson on justice and equality. Thanks for coming in to us. What do you make of this ruling?
Well, it is a very consequential ruling, and it's going to have a significant impact, I think, on people who have applied for certificates of naturalisation. I think the judge in the ruling recognised the consequences of what he was doing, but in fairness to him, the language in the legislation is very clear. It says that a person who wants a certificate of naturalisation must have had a period of 1 year's continuous residence in the state immediately before the date of the application. The judge concentrated on the word continuous. He said it was clear what it meant. It meant that it had to be unbroken, uninterrupted. And then if you were out of the country for a period of time, even for 1 day, well, then your residence wasn't continuous. So I think we need to draft amending legislation to change it, to ensure that people who are applying can deal with the ordinary vagaries of life. People have to go away for work sometimes, or they go away on the holidays. And I think the way the state has applied it is the correct way, and we just need to reflect that in new legislation.
We were speaking to Brian Killoran, the CEO of the Immigrant Council of Ireland, earlier, who said that there are potentially thousands of people who are either in the process of applying or, more to the point, are about to apply. Some of those include people who have been living on the island of Ireland for a very long time and who might want to regularise or change from being British citizens to being Irish citizens. Now, the judge in this decision on Wednesday said, to quote, that the decision might seem unfair, but he said the cure for any unfairness lies in the gift of the legislature. In other words, this won't come down to an appeal, but will come down to a change in the law in the Dáil, yes?
Well, I suppose the applicant in this case, Mr. Jones, who brought the case and who lost, he may want to appeal the case. So we don't know as of yet whether or not there will be an appeal. But if there isn't an appeal by him, and we won't find that out for, I think, another week or so, well, then in that instance, the minister will need to draft amending legislation and the Oireachtas will have to...
The minister can't appeal the decision, is that right?
Well, the minister won the case, so you don't really appeal a case that you win, you know, so it's highly unlikely that's going to happen. But the way to resolve it, like, I think when you look at the judgment, the judge is probably correct in his ruling, and I do think we need amending legislation. I think the minister should draft that amending legislation now. I also think it'll be necessary for him maybe to pause the consideration of the applications that are before him at present. Obviously, the whole purpose of a certificate of naturalisation is to ensure that people who have displayed a commitment to Ireland and who've lived here for a period of time are entitled to have that recognised through citizenship. And obviously, I don't think there's going to be huge prejudice if that isn't dealt with until mid-September.
Yes, because the usual process is that you need to be living here for 5 years within the last nine. But the issue in case here is that you need to be continuously resident for the 12 months prior to your application. The minister says that this needs to be dealt with as a matter of urgency, and I think you said that you agree with that. How urgently?
Well, I think if the department drafts the legislation, once we get finality in the judgment, if they draft the legislation and, you know, there's factors that need to be dealt with. It's not just Section 15 of the Act. We also have to deal with Section 15A, which is naturalisation of spouses of Irish citizens, which is slightly different in terms of Section 15. So let's get it right. Let's get the legislation then before the Oireachtas, when the Dáil and Shannon resume in September. And I think if we can enact it in mid-September, well, it won't have any prejudice on the applications which are before the minister at present.
But anybody who is about to apply, are you saying wait?
No, because I think legislation will be able to take into account that any applications which were made will be made under the new regime. So I don't think it is necessary for people to wait. Like, the whole purpose of granting certificates of naturalisation is that people who've lived in Ireland for a lengthy period of time, who've displayed commitment to the country,
yes,
who've indicated they're going to stay here long term, well, they should be granted certificates of naturalisation.
What sort of amendment could you put into the law to take into account the kind of circumstances that people would face in the year prior to applying?
Well,
are you saying that the discretionary power or the six-week rule, for example, that has been there, should be made legal?
Yeah, I think that is a good application. I think some discretion should be retained by the minister in terms of determining the length of time. I think we should take out the words continuous residence. I think we should replace them with maybe people being ordinarily resident here. I think the minister could prescribe what is ordinarily resident by regulations. But like, the rule that was being applied by the state to date is that you could be out of the country for up to 6 weeks, namely 42 days. So I think anyone who's in the country for more than 300 days in the preceding year is entitled to be granted their certificate of naturalisation. And I think we need some flexibility on the part of the minister who's granting the certificates, okay, to ensure it's not too rigid a regime.
Jim O'Callaghan, thank you very much for coming into this morning. That's Jim O'Callaghan, the Fianna Fáil spokesperson on justice.